been on Shiveries where they did that. But one, my girlfriend was married about a year before I was, and they took her to the top of Berthoud Pass, and they took him to the top of Loveland Pass, and put him out and made him walk. That's not my idea of the way to spend a wedding night.
No, it isn't. That's terrible. So the shivery happens usually on that night, or does it happen like a week after? Or
usually, well, it depends on circumstances, you know. But ours happened on our wedding night.
I see. And, okay. And would you say that is a sign of a... I was just wondering, is chivalry a sign of social approval or disapproval?
Approval. It's just fun and games, you know. They don't mean anything malicious or anything. It's just fun and games.
Okay.
It's just to show that they're happy for you and glad that you are happy and so forth.
The thing that you play by blowing it on?
Harmonica?
Yeah. In the old days, did people ever call them anything else?
French harps.
French harps. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the thing that comes out of that is what?
Music.
Okay. And the thing in finding a playground, sometimes children will play on it that goes back and forth.
Teeter totter.
Okay. And once people have eaten a chicken, there's one particular bone that they...
Oh, the wishbone.
Yeah. Now, what's the tradition associated with that?
I really don't know. I just know that if you wish on the wishbone, if you get the short end, your wish will come true.
So it's the short end.
That's what I've always heard. But if the wishbone pops, excuse me, into three pieces, your wish nobody's wish comes true.
Nobody gets so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, if somebody has to carry a heavy load, would they, and they're going to tell somebody about that, would they say, I've got to carry a heavy load, or would they be more likely to say, I've got to haul a load or pack?
Usually carry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I notice that Southerners, when they move in here, they tote.
They tote.
And there was a lady in the other day, and she said, my husband carried me up from Denver. I hadn't heard that expression for years.
Mm.
But we always say, you know, he took me.
Uh-huh.
And some people say, well, he drove me. And uh-huh. Chuck used to laugh and say, well, where's his whip if he drove you?
Or carried you all the way from Denver.
And that I thought that was a strange. But I remember... my grandmother saying, you know,
yeah.
Henry carried me over to town, you know,
mm-hmm.
and...
Absolutely, yeah. Now, the opposite of boy, a boy is a what?
Girl.
Okay, and when they're dating, when they're young, she would be called a what?
Girlfriend.
Okay, would you ever use anything else besides girlfriend?
Not really, I don't think.
How about when a boy takes a girl to a dance, he would be her what?
Escort.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering if you could tell me about local celebrations they have here in Georgetown. It's something I have every year. What are some of the local kind of get-togethers that they have?
Well, we have Fasching, which is a German celebration.
Fasching.
Uh-huh. It's the people who started were from Germany, and it's just been a tradition in Georgetown since about 1958, they elect a king and queen and have dances and so forth. And the king and queen is usually sent on a trip. Our mayor and his wife were elected king and queen one year, and they went to Austria when they had the World Olympics, which was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of money for Georgetown to raise.
Yeah.
You know, they had to work hard to raise enough money to send them to Austria for the Olympics, but they did, and it was very nice.
Mm.
They have kind of toned it down now. The last that I don't drink, so I don't go to their celebrations, because mainly what it is a drinking party. And so I don't go, but the last I heard, they had sent them to New Orleans to Mardi Gras.
That's still nice.
Mm-hmm, very nice. Mm-hmm.
And then y'all have a 4th of July celebration?
We have a big celebration on the 4th of July. We have Aspen Fest in the fall, which is basically people just come to view the aspen because they are so beautiful when the colors turn. And the train runs, and sometimes we have booths along Strauss Park, and sometimes we rent them, and people have wares, you know,
mm-hmm.
handcrafted things and candy and popcorn and things like that for sale.
Do they ever have like a rodeo?
In Dumont, but not in Georgetown.
In Dumont.
Yeah, we have a rodeo grounds in Dumont.
Okay, and a rodeo would be where they ride horses and rope cattle and things like that. That would be. Would they ever call it like a stampede or a stock show, or are those something really different?
They don't. We have a stock show in Denver, a big one, the National Stock Show in Denver. And it they have the rodeo. They have well, they have the rodeo in the stock show, and they have a lot of other things that wouldn't be classified as rodeo. They have exhibitions, you know, they have the best of class and so forth, dog shows, and lots